We're here, of course, to talk about the release of your sixth album together, Double Infinity, which I am so beyond excited for. How does it feel to be putting this record out in particular?
I'm really excited. I mean, I think we're all really like proud of how it turned out, and it like took an interesting journey getting there, like parting ways with our bass player Max like a year ago. And we kind of tried, even started to record it a little bit with the trio, and we're like, this feels weird, like we kind of need to like open up the doors and like get some other energy in here to like shake it up rather than like squeezing even more into each other. So yeah, it feels really good. I'm really proud of it.
Yeah, I'm so excited to talk a little bit more about it. I feel like we've kind of seen this kind of subtle development throughout the years in your discography, particularly with Dragon New War Mountain, I Believe in You, as building on from Two Hands, where I feel like the band has leaned even more into that kind of Americana folk sound as opposed to earlier work, which I felt quite solidly sat within the indie alternative realm. The first two singles released on this record, Incomprehensible and All Night, All Day, have this kind of trippy, swirly and layered composition, which does feel like they're possibly signaling another kind of subtle sonic shift for the band. How do you feel like you've explored your sound or maybe approached the musicality of Double Infinity differently to your last album?
Yeah, I think we definitely are thinking of like the songs first as like sort of the core thing that like the style or the aesthetics can sort of like gravitate around. And so that element always feels pretty like solid and at the center of the process, where like for this record, we kind of had like 50 songs and we were sort of putting them in different like boxes and or categories, like, oh, like maybe these are like a record or this is a record. And with Double Infinity, it was kind of like, there's sort of like a, how do you say it? Like kind of, there's kind of a weird abstract like momentum that happens when you're like thinking about a record, or when we are, where it's like all of a sudden things are like, you have a couple core songs and then it's like, well, that one's not Double Infinity E enough, or like, that's something else, like that definitely belongs in it. And so it kind of like takes this like life of its own in terms of what fits. And we recorded like 20 songs, and stylistically, like we definitely wanted, it was more like we wanted like a certain feeling, like when listening to it, like hearing the record back, it was important for us to be like energized and sort of like have it give some life force and not be too draining. That's kind of why we kept it tighter too. I think we were like, we kind of wanted to like pack a punch and then like give people the energy to like do something else and like exist in the world, versus just like emotionally draining them, which is possible with big teeth music sometimes. But yeah, so we weren't thinking that much in terms of like genre, but just kind of how it turned out.
I saw you guys actually play at the Power Station in 2022 in Auckland, and to this day it's my favorite gig I've ever been to. You can definitely see from your live stage performance as a band that you have this kind of intuitive, telepathic almost mode of communication when playing together, which is so special to see live. When it comes to the writing room, do you feel like that intuitiveness translates in the way a song comes together? Does that kind of closeness that's come from playing with each other for years help you kind of read each other musically?
Definitely. And even like, and it kind of bleeds, like our sort of friendship, I feel like the strength of that bleeds into the music in like a really big way. And like the closer we've gotten and the more like stuff we've like broken through to like get to the next level of the friendship has definitely like made the band a lot stronger too. And even in writing and stuff, Adrian's usually a pretty solitary writer, but has been opening up a lot more and like really comfortable writing around us and stuff like that.
You did mention it earlier, of course, but obviously last year your fourth member, bassist Max, left the band, which I'm sure has been a big change and adjustment for all of you. How do you feel like that's kind of changed your dynamic as a band and your output together now, just the three of you?
Yeah, I think like when we parted ways with Max, we had to like the three of us ground down a lot and kind of like go through a lot of like periods of just like talking and kind of figuring out our relationship and how we all relate to each other, like in the trio structure, because it's, you know, we all have that relationship, but it's different because Max was such a big part of the group for so long. So we were like, whoa, this is kind of crazy. And, you know, there's like some grieving to do too of like losing Max. But I think we kind of came out of that like much stronger and sort of like more grounded and kind of more aligned, which felt really good. Like it took like a lot of work, like emotional work, not really music work, but like coming out of that, we were like, oh great, like yes, let's be like the leaders of this big session. Like that sounds fun. That sounds like something we can like handle collectively.
For the recording of this album, I want to talk a little bit more about that. For Double Infinity, you've brought together a community of musicians to record the album with you at the Power Station in New York last winter. Why was bringing together more people for recording on this album something you particularly wanted to do?
Yeah, it just felt like natural. Like as soon as we kind of started, like we tried recording a little, the three of us, like I said, but as soon as we kind of started doing that, we were like, it just wasn't exciting and like, or like it didn't, like it was like good. It was like, oh, this sounds good. But we're all kind of like, I don't know, like it's not the next album though. It's not, it's not it. Like the songs, I think the songs wanted some buoyancy and some like interplay. And it just sort of like, as soon as we started thinking about it and spitballing, like, okay, we need like a droner, like, oh my God, like let's ask Guaraji, like another percussionist, like all these things. Like we knew by like how excited we were that like, oh, like, we have to try this, even though it's much riskier and like, you know, a lot more unknowns going on. It was like, wait, this is the thing where we're all like stoked to record an album now. So it was kind of just following that intuition of like, wait, that actually sounds really fun. Like, I wanna try that. Yeah.
Did Max leaving have any kind of part to play in that? That kind of like wanting to fill that space that was maybe there?
Yeah, definitely. Because one thing from like the beginning of that separation is like, we didn't want to just like replace him because he's kind of irreplaceable and like the chemistry and all that stuff. It's like that to us felt like, oh, that's like a soggy decision. Just like, oh, we got a new bass player, like back and better than ever. Same thing, but just different, you know?
Yeah.
Like that didn't feel right. So we kind of wanted, we're more interested in exploring like different avenues than just like getting back to basics or whatever.
I want to talk a little bit more about Incomprehensible and All Night All Day as the two first singles released off the album. Incomprehensible reflects on these kind of ideas of aging and nature and nostalgia, and All Night All Day explores these complexities we find ourselves in wrapped in while in love, the pleasurable but also the painful parts of intimacy. Can we expect similar themes throughout this record? Is there kind of like an underlying theme that you feel like Double Infinity explores?
Yeah, definitely. Like I feel like we weren't ever consciously being like, we're gonna make an album about this, but like kind of like I was saying earlier, that process of like, I feel like so much for us what an album ends up being depends so much on that like editing of like, okay, these songs feel like they're of a collection. This one is energetically throwing it off. It's like too something. It's too taking you out of it, this like flow or something. So like, I think we ended up recording maybe like 16 songs and then cut that down to 9. And like that sort of editing after the fact was definitely like a big part of like strengthening the themes, I think. But we weren't like specifically like, it's gotta be about this or that. Cause like Adrian's songs kind of have all these different aspects anyway. Like they're like can be specific, but they're also like broad and fundamental and like strong. But yeah, it was mostly like a feeling we were going for in terms of like unifying thing of the album. We're like, because like even like darker slower tracks like No Fear or like Grandmother, who that kind of have the more open tuning moodiness, we're like, these are like jacking me up. Like I feel like I can run through a wall after I listen to these. Like whatever does that to us, we're like, let's put it in, regardless if it was like positive sounding or like more broody. Like, you know, we're kind of mostly like being like, what is our feeling? Okay, cool. That passes the test for us, you know?
I think that's also just like from a listener's perspective, that is just what your music does do. It always does have that kind of like visceral, physical, emotional reaction to it, at least for me, I feel. So yeah,
for me too.
Yeah. Yeah, it's nice to kind of know the thought that's going in behind that. As we've kind of been talking about, Adrian is of course behind the bulk of songwriting for Big Thief, but Grandmother off of this new record is the first song co-written by all three of you, is that right?
Yeah, like from the beginning.
Yeah, can you tell me a little bit more about the writing of that song and the experience of co-writing as a band together?
Yeah, in kind of prepping for this album, the last couple of years we've been getting together and just writing or playing for sort of like 2 or 3 week chunks, just to kind of like, there's so many songs that Adrian writes and like, you know, just to kind of like connect in a way that's not like a tour or like businessy. It's just like, okay, it's just us. We're writing, we're figuring out what the next record is. We're planning stuff like in person and not like on the phone in a band meeting. And so we did a lot of writing sessions, and we would do stuff where we would like write a song every day for like 2 weeks and just like exercises and stuff to kind of like keep it all moving. And that just came up during one of the writing sessions. You're like, because we were finishing a lot of Adrienne's songs too. She had a bunch that were like almost done. And it was like, this is perfect. We're all here. Like, let's finish this. Like, what do you need? Need like a line at the end? Or like, what does it need? Like a different chorus? Mm. And so Grandmother just came out here. We're like, let's just like start one from scratch. Like, we don't really feel like touching something that's already kind of there. So yeah, we just sort of did it kind of classic, like Nashville style, just started it up and didn't stop until we were done. But I think that was like a huge part of the process is like, Adrienne's already really good at finishing songs. Like, she's very much not a like, doesn't leave it until it's like if she's like in the zone and writing something, she's just like, I can't get off the train. Otherwise, like, I might not finish it. So when there are the unfinished ones, it's tough because it's like, oh shit, how do I get back in that space? I was so close, but I can't quite get that feeling again. So it was a lot of like trying to conjure up that feeling, like the three of us of like, okay, let's get back there. Like, where were we? Where we left off? Like, what does it need? And just like work on music. Yeah.
Oh, that's so beautiful. Thank you so much. It's been such a pleasure talking to you. Yeah, it means the world.
Likewise.
Let me be.